high school football and legend Mike Roberts. Let's get you back to Community Stadium.
Ball at the 8-yard line, handed off up close to Grice, and Grice will get it down close to the 6-yard line, maybe to the 5, where he is brought down there. First tackler was Isaiah Martinez again, and along with Tim Baca. So the ball is marked inside the 10, about the 5-yard line, where it'll be first and goal to go. First and goal. Vijo gets the snap. Rolls to his left, pitches it out to Alvidras, headed for the end zone, spins away from the tackler, goes into the end zone for the score. So Ricky Alvidras broke away from a tackler and went into the end zone for the score. That makes it 14-12 in favor of El Dorado.
Last minute pitch by the quarterback, and Garcia out on the corner felt like he was held by the wide receiver. Certainly a lot of contact down there, but uncalled.
Ricky Alvidras now 17 rushes for 86 yards and 2 touchdowns. As they line up in the swinging gate, Vigil will roll to his right, throws back to the left, and pass goes incomplete.
Amounted to a screen pass. Line up 6 offensive linemen off to the left side with one eligible receiver, leave a center, a wide receiver to the right, and a couple of backs. They had a direct snap and rolled out to the right, threw the ball back into the eligible receiver behind that line, but it was a ball thrown behind him, incomplete, and you cannot return an extra point attempt in high school.
So 14-12, the score in favor of El Dorado over Atrisco Heritage. We're in the fourth quarter with 11:40 left to play, and now the El Dorado Eagles will play this entire fourth quarter with the wind at their back. And the wind is blowing pretty steadily. So the deep man for El Dorado will be Alec Martinez. And to kick it off will be Martin Ortiz. So Ortiz is going to be kicking off into the wind, kicking it from the western hash mark at the 40-yard line. Alec Martinez is standing inside his 5 at the western hash mark. Now looking across the way, David Williams, we notice that the shadow of the press box is starting to get into the stands across the way, and a lot of people are moving inside that shadow.
They're smart.
So Martin Ortiz will kick it off. Atrisco Heritage went 83 yards in 10 plays, took 3 minutes and 29 seconds. Alvidra scored from 8 yards out, his second touchdown. The fumble punt, keeping it alive as he picked up 28 yards, there, Martin Ortiz. So Ortiz says he's ready. And here he comes forward. Here's his kickoff. End over end will be grabbed by Alec Martinez inside the 5, 10, 15, going to his right, to the 20, to the 25, gets outside to the 30, to the 40, 45, down the sideline, to the 30, to the 25. He is going to go all the way as Alec Martinez goes in from inside the 5-yard line for about a 97-yard kickoff return after Atisco Heritage had scored a touchdown to cut El Dorado's lead to 2. The El Dorado Eagles now lead 20-12 with 11:26 left to play in the fourth quarter. And David Williams, that really deflates you, doesn't it?
That'll take the wind out of it. And a great kick return. He's got outstanding speed. Coach Dotson may think that Gentry's the fastest kid on the team, but Martinez can really cook. And he did a fine job. He brought that ball up into the middle of the field, then bounced it out to the protection on the right side, untouched, length of the field.
It will be Allen Evans to hold and Travis Rutherford to kick. Here's his kick, and it is good. That makes it 21-12 in favor of El Dorado. They have a 9-point lead on Atrisco Heritage with 11:26 left to play. And all of a sudden, David, in the third quarter, no scoring whatsoever. And here in the fourth quarter, we got a couple of touchdowns. Well, end of the third quarter and the first part of the fourth quarter.
And really, it was kind of a dull third quarter until the last couple of possessions.
So El Dorado will kick it off. Alvidras will be the deep man for Atrisco Heritage. The Jaguars are already out on the field ready to to receive the ball while we wait for El Dorado to come out. Let's pause 30 seconds on ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team.